Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George is back with us today. He's got more word about your prosperity and my prosperity and everybody's prosperity that's in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And we're not talking about something we've just read about. We've enjoyed prosperity for a number of years. And we started out just like maybe you are today. Ken and I started out in debt. It was hard to pay our bills. It was tough sledding. We didn't own anything. We were just paying on what little dab we had. But we began to find out from the Word that we've been blessed. Yes. And we're not cursed.
Yes, yes, yes.
Debt's under the curse. Blessing, increase is under the blessing. And so we're going to spend some time on that. It's one of my favorite subjects because just think, George, it affects everything in your life.
It does. It really does.
Whether you can afford this or that, or whether you can do this or do that, or whether you can take a trip with your family. And it's important whether you can pay those bills that come in.
Prosperity covers every spectrum of life, everything that we're involved in, everything that we do. And Gloria, this is, and really the study of prosperity is so vast that here alone we're on day 227 of our prosperity study, that we just keep finding in the Word of God, which is so rich in itself, the goodness of God and how much He wants to bless us and how much He wants to take care of us and how much, Gloria, He wants us to make Him the source of our lives.
That's right.
And that's what these 2 weeks are all about. We are focusing in on the fact that God is my source.
That's right.
That is the actual title of our series, God is My Source. And all of these notes are available to you on KCM. You can go to them right now and download them. We've had 600,000 downloads of all of our notes together, and they're all still available on kcm.org.
And when you do get those, you just keep going over it and over it and putting the Word in your eyes and your ears about that until it gets in your heart, and it'll begin to manifest in your life if you'll say it and do it. You can't say, okay, I believe in prosperity and turn around and say, well, it's not working for me. No, it's not working for you.
No.
You got to have your words right. You got to get your heart full. And out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks deliverance from debt or sickness or whatever
it is
you need.
That's right.
And it'll work for you just like it works for everybody else.
And we want to do everything we can to get this Word to them so they are able to study it and walk it out.
Oh, it's marvelous.
And that's why I want to mention this here, this little book that Gloria and I have written about God is My Source. And basically what it is we've taken everything we've talked about in these 2 weeks, condensed it. We have 70 scriptures here that you can read that will renew your mind to the fact that God is your source, and it's absolutely free. Absolutely free. When we want to give that to you, we want to sow it to you.
Good.
And today, Gloria, I want to talk about our covenant of prosperity. Our covenant with prosperity, a covenant
is a promise.
It is a promise.
That's right.
It's something that belongs to us.
Yeah.
It is ours. And I'm looking here at our notes. I want to jump down to A3. And covenant is discussed, it's right there on the top there, A3. And it's...
CA2? No.
A3.
Okay.
Covenant is an unbreakable agreement between two parties that have joined together as one to support, provide, protect, and to defend each other. That's what a covenant is.
Praise God.
Those two parties coming together, and we are in covenant through Jesus. We are in covenant with Almighty God. And let me read this scripture here to you. This is 2 Chronicles 16:9. This is covenant talk right here. This is our God. This is what He does for us. It says, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards Him." To show Himself strong.
Yeah, yeah.
Gloria, that phrase, show Himself strong in the Hebrew, means to bestow or to grant and extend wealth. He wants to. When it says there,
it's talking about wealth directly. Huh?
Yeah, it is. It's exactly what it's talking about. And when it says here, when it says the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong, that means he wants to bestow, grant, and extend his wealth to us.
In other words, the blessing.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Praise God.
And the two phrases, I wanted you to see these two phrases, the one and two. God has a covenant determination and a passion to find his covenant people and prosper them beyond their greatest imagination. It is an undying covenant, devotion, that propels him to extend himself to us with everything he is and with everything he has.
Praise God.
You know, unfortunately, Gloria, so many people have underestimated God. And they've underestimated his desire to provide for us and to supply for our every need. And we're not going to do that. No, on the contrary, we are going to learn more about how good he is and how powerful this covenant is with God.
Now you gave us the key to it right there. Faith comes by hearing.
It does.
Hearing by the Word
it
of
does.
God. And faith is what changes everything. You can hear and hear and hear and hear. But if you don't act in faith, things
That's
are
right.
going to stay just like they are.
And in the
And we're called faith people. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Things have changed.
You know, in the covenant that we have with God, I remember Brother Copeland wrote a book called Our Covenant with God many years ago. Really, it was the first book that I read when I came here to work. And in this book, he related a story about a man who had saved up all of his money to take a trip from England to America on a ship. This was back in the 1920s. Well, he saved up, scrimped, saved everything that he had. He got on board the ship. He got into his room.
I was trying to remember how that story came out. I just remembered.
He got into his room. He got settled. And then the first evening he went out and he walked by the dining room and just looked in there and saw all that wonderful food. And what he had done was what he brought with him was cheese and crackers.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
All he had was cheese and crackers. And he would go by every day of the trip.
He couldn't afford the other.
Couldn't afford the other, he thought. And he'd walk by the dining room and see that luscious food laid out there and everything and those people eating. Finally, when the trip was almost over, the captain came to him and said, I understand that you have not been eating in our dining room. We've had this beautiful dining room with this wonderful spread of food. And he said, yes, I've been staying in my room eating my cheese and crackers because I couldn't afford that wonderful food.
And the trip.
And he said, well, the captain said to him, well, he said the food was included in the whole price. He didn't realize it.
It had been paid for.
It had been paid for already.
When he got his ticket.
And in the covenant that we have with God, everything is covered in the covenant.
That's a great example.
Everything is covered in the covenant.
Yeah.
You don't have to sit around eating. It's all paid for. You don't have to sit around eating cheese and crackers because God in his covenant has guaranteed to supply every need that we have.
And you don't have to choose prosperity or healing.
No.
No, it's all done. Glory to God.
It's part of our salvation. I remember many years ago, this was probably 1970, this would be 76, 77. I remember when Brother Copeland was preaching on the road a series called Paid in Full.
Yeah.
And he said, your healing has been paid in full. As much, it's as a part of your salvation as going to heaven. And that's where a lot of people stop. They get saved and they think, well, that's it. I'm going to heaven. But they do not realize the benefits.
That's right.
Forget not all of his benefits.
You don't have to go today. You can be healed.
You can be healed today.
Hallelujah.
That's right. So, Gloria, this Deuteronomy 8:18, you have it,
you have it
written down there. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, God gives us the power to get wealth in order to establish his covenant with us and his covenant on earth. The actual translation of that, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. Don't forget. Don't forget. For it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers as it is this day. Gloria, I didn't have this. I don't think I did. No, I did have it in here. In the New Living Translation, always remember that it is the Lord your God who gives you the power to become rich. He does it to fulfill the covenant.
Rich?
He made.
Rich is not a dirty word?
It's not a dirty word.
Glory to God.
I promise you, it's not a dirty word.
He gives us the power to become rich.
He does. And that's part of His covenant.
Hallelujah. His promises, in other words.
Yes. Yes. Always remember that it is the Lord your God who gives you, see, He's the source.
Yeah.
He gives you the power to become rich, and He does it in order to fulfill the covenant that He made with your ancestors.
This is
a covenant promise that He is fulfilling.
Here's the key, George, right there. I had never thought of it, but He does this to fulfill the covenant. So if you know the covenant, you know the promises.
Yes.
But if you don't know the covenant, you don't know the promises.
That's the key, Gloria.
He's promised to fulfill.
You have to know the covenant.
So from the time we were born again, we had the promise of blessing and prosperity.
That's right.
But it took us a while to hear the word about it.
That's right.
So that we could take it, receive it to ourselves, the promise of blessing.
I was born again in 1973. I was living in Massachusetts at the time. I was going to a little church. And in 1975, 2 years later, I went to ORU. And I began to learn some things, and I began to see some things, and it was then when I was filled with the Spirit. Then I met Terry Copeland.
And life changed.
And life changed. And then I met Kenneth Copeland after I asked her to marry me. Then I went and talked to him. Mm-hmm. But the day that I talked to him, Gloria, he asked me, he said, "What, George, what do you want to do with your life? What do you want to be?" I said, "I want to be a man of God." He liked that.
Yeah.
He
said, you said the right thing.
He said, I'm going to send you my Bible course." And I thought maybe a little booklet or something like that. This is 1976, okay? "I'm going to send you my Bible course." Well, I just learned this just a few weeks ago, but Richard, your brother, was working in the production department at that time and boxed up every series that Kenneth Copeland had at the time and sent it to me.
That's what Brother Copeland told him to do, I'm sure.
He told him to do that. And Richard said, "Who in the world is this at ORU that Kenneth is sending all these tapes to?" Well, once I got it, Gloria, I made a decision. I'm going to listen.
Right.
And I listened. Gloria, I listened. That was the whole advanced and basic Bible course.
Didn't everything change?
Everything changed. And I listened. I listened to those tapes. I listened to them over and over and over again.
That's what we did with Brother Hagin's tapes.
And what it did with Brother Hagin's tapes and what it did with Brother Copeland's tapes for me, it enlightened me to my covenant.
Yeah.
And I found out some things, that it's not God's will for me to be sick. It's not God's will for me to be poor. It is His will for me to prosper, for me to be in health and prosper, even as my soul prospers. And so we have to be enlightened or learn about the covenant that we have with God. And the more we learn, the more the wraps are taken off
exactly
of what belongs
what you're
to us.
Talking about. When we moved to Tulsa and Ken enrolled at ORU as a 30-year-old freshman, Brother Hagin that year was having every quarter a 10-day seminar. I'm not positive of this, but I think he only did that for 1 year, and that was while we were there.
Wow.
So every quarter we went day and night to hear about the word of faith,
as well as
Ken was going with Brother. He got a job as pilot with Brother Robert, so he was going to the Crusades, he was seeing miracles, he was seeing healing. I was at home with two little kids and not very much money, but we got that word.
You got the word.
And it changed everything.
And you began to learn about your covenant with God and what was included in that covenant. We have to look to God as our covenant source. Covenant source. No matter what you're going through right now, no matter what has to be paid, no matter what is before you, you need to say this after me. God is my source.
God is my source.
I am in covenant with Him.
I'm in covenant with Him.
There are benefits in that covenant.
There are benefits in that covenant.
And I receive my benefits.
And I receive my benefits.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
So they've given us 5 minutes. We've got a way to go. But let's do this, Gloria. Look at the last scripture on your first page, the first page there. This is a marvelous scripture down at the bottom of that top one.
Oh,
in Psalm 111:5 in the Amplified, I just found this the other day. He's given food and provision to those who reverently and worshiply fear Him.
Oh,
He will remember His covenant forever and imprint it on His mind.
Praise God.
What a scripture.
Yes.
What a scripture.
You know, we got enough of Brother Hagin real quick to see that we had to do what the Word says.
Yes.
We were in debt, you know that story. And so we found out the Lord says, keep out of debt.
Oh,
what are we
man.
Gonna do? Oh. We owed money on our old car. We didn't have any early Goodwill furniture in our little project house. And it says, stay out of debt. We didn't know any other system at that time.
That's right.
But we said, well, we're going to stay out of debt. We're not going to borrow money. And so here's the result. We have lacked for
nothing. You've lacked
nothing.
For nothing. Nothing.
That's right.
Gloria, look at your second
covenant
page.
Covenant of prosperity.
They've given us like three minutes or so left.
Surely not.
Look at your second page.
I'm looking. Second page.
And let's do a lightning round together, Gloria. Okay. I'll read one scripture, you read the other, because I want you to see, I want them to see the covenant that we have with God. I'll read the first one.
All right.
Psalm 34:10. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good
Glory
thing.
To God. Psalm 36:8 amplified. They relish and feast on the abundance of your house, and you cause them to drink of the stream of your pleasure.
Mm-mm-mm. Psalm 66:12. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and through water. You went through the fire. But you brought us out into
a wealthy place.
Glory to God.
Psalm 68:19. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits.
That's so much. Woo! Psalm 84:11. No good thing will he withhold from them who walk uprightly.
Psalm 85:12. Amplified. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase.
Psalm 103:2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Psalm 107:9, NIV. He satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things.
That's great. Psalm 115:12. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth.
The Lord blesses the house of Kenneth and Gloria.
That's right.
The Lord blesses
the
house
of George and Terry. I like
that.
The
Lord blesses your house.
Oh, Gloria, I'm so glad you said that. The Lord blesses. You should say that.
Yes.
You should say, the Lord blesses my house.
Amen.
The Lord blesses what we do. The Lord is increasing us more and more and more. Go ahead and read that last one,
Gloria. What will I give to the Lord in return for all his benefits toward me? How can I repay him for his precious blessing?
We don't have to do it. He's already done the work.
Yeah, that's right.
He's done the work.
We just do what he says and the blessing comes.
Gloria, the Lord has been so good to us, so good to you, so good to me. Those of you out there, we have partners that have just tremendous testimonies about the goodness of God. And I want to show a testimony, Gloria, of Barry and Shirley Sharp.
Okay.
Now, the Barry and Shirley they'd heard the message about getting out of debt, but they really didn't apply it to themselves. They were getting into deeper and deeper and deeper debt. He had a business.
You can do that pretty
and he
easy.
Just kept getting, and what the results of that were stress. I mean, they got under such tremendous
stress.
You remember stress. And it finally got to the place where they just had to do something about it. So Barry put himself before the Lord and said, Lord, I will do whatever you tell me to do. And the Lord gave him a word. And he said, no more debt.
No more debt.
No more debt. And so they began to apply the principles of what we've taught here and what the Word teaches about being out of debt. And so you take a look at this. Gloria and I'll be right back. This will be an outstanding testimony that will absolutely just shake you to the core. We'll be right back. Take a look.
We're Barry and Shirley Sharp. We're from Fulton, Kentucky. We've been married now since 1977. Around 1990, we were going through some pretty rough struggles in life at that time. We had had some business situations that had gone ugly, and I was not a good businessman back then, I'll have to admit. We were Christian, but we didn't depend on God at all. I didn't know about depending on God. In our financial situation then, we were over $250,000 in debt. It was during that time we had a friend of ours that had actually been down to one of the conventions and gave us some cassette tapes of Kenneth Copeland
When we first heard the teaching tape, our first cassette we ever heard of Kenneth Copeland preaching, it went off in my spirit. This is home. This is the teaching I'm supposed to be under.
The year after our friend gave us the tapes to listen to, we actually decided to come to the convention. She wanted to come to convention. We would come and listen to tapes. And I still thought I could fix it. Okay, I believe all this that we're hearing, but I can still fix it. Just let me fix it. I mean, I would hear from stage, "Oh, no man, nothing but to love him." That hadn't clicked with Barry Sharp yet. I said, "That's good for some people, but that's not real. That is not real at all." And actually, our debt level had not decreased. It had actually increased. Actually, our son had grown up and had started to go to college. And I realized that we didn't have the money for him to go to college. And so I thought, well, I'll just borrow some more money. And the day I got the call that the loan officer was pretty excited. He called, he said, "Barry, you're not gonna believe this. I actually got it approved." I said, "Really?" I had been in my office with the door shut, my office at home with the door shut, praying. I had started being real convicted about, I'm supposed to be debt free. Our families, I'm not supposed to lead our family as our kids grow up how to be in debt. When he said, "Okay, it's been approved," I said, "Forget it, I don't want it." I said, "I'm not gonna do that. We're gonna pay cash." Went in, I told Shirley, I said, we're never borrowing any more money. We're gonna become debt free once we made that decision. Everything we started doing, again, our words changed because our attitude changed.
That was one thing that when we made our decision, it became very important to us in tithing and coming together and to praying over it, holding it together and planting it, and then giving, then planting more became a real thing with us.
The process started when I decided, instead of, okay, Barry Sharp can take care of it, just give me enough time. Well, Barry Sharp had made a mess of it. I'd made a mess of it. Where I decided to believe the word, particularly the word where it says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you." Plant the seed. So that was about 12 years ago. And as a quick synopsis from a financial point, not only are we not $250,000 in debt anymore, but we have a nice net worth. We have never borrowed another dime. We've paid off all of our mortgages. We did not file bankruptcy.
All four kids have had upper education of their choosing.
We've not had to finance any of that. We now have our second airplane. We have a beautiful home.
We want to be good examples. We really do, of what God can do and what He is doing, and that His love shines through us. We want that to draw people to Him. Can we high five?
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.